Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Colin in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
What's on the mind of cattle producers around the country? We put that question to the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall.
It boils down to cattle markets, Ron. That's what it is. That's on the minds of everybody, especially as we continue to see the high demand. We continue to see the cutout values at where they're at, and what we continue to hear as far as the margins that the packers are receiving. And we know that on the producer side, we haven't seen a whole lot of appreciation in price. You know, we had a nice little run earlier in April, but that has completely fallen apart. And the age-old question of how do we get more of that dollar to back into the producer's pocket is top of mind for NCBA and our members, which is why we're spending so much time on our 75% project. Knowing that the first quarter, we tripped one of our triggers, and looking at the next quarter, we've got to be prepared in case that happens again, because that will drive some additional conversations at our convention in Nashville. But right now, it's all about cattle markets.
And along those lines, we talked with Colin about leverage, asking him to help us boil down what leverage is really all about.
Leverage is simply supply and demand. And if you have the supply and somebody else is demanding what you have, then you have the leverage. But the other way around, all of a sudden that leverage changes and you find yourself on the short end of the stick. And that's what we're dealing with right now, because there is a demand for beef, but there's also a lot of cattle out there, and the packers know that there's a lot of cattle out there, so they have the leverage. And really, as we continue to talk to market analysts, if we're going to see a shift in leverage, that means that there has to be fewer cattle available. And given what we have seen with liquidation and some of the decisions that folks made after we came through the heat of the COVID crisis last year, we may start to see some of that. CattleFacts continues to say that the second half of the year is looking a little bit better for us, so we're not giving up hope and that we can take back that leverage, but right now it is firmly in the packer camp.
Back before the drought of 2013-2014, there was a lot more capacity in the cattle industry, but packers shut down some of those packing plants because of their negative margins, and that reduced capacity has given them the leverage today.
It is very clear that when you look at the charts and you look at the data, that is exactly where that leverage shifted. So for years, we had a capacity level that, you know, and depending upon what the local conditions were, you had packers that were either making money or losing money, but still kind of hovering around that break-even area. But because of the drought that we had, 13-14, early 15, and even starting before in some cases, we got down to some of the lowest numbers of a national herd that we had in 50 plus years, and there was not the supply. There was not the supply to feed these packing plants, and you have to step back and look at the business decision that comes with that. And these are corporate entities, and what they do, what they made the decision to pull the plug on a lot of those plants. And typically when a plant goes dark, it's rare that the lights ever get turned back on. And that's what we're seeing right now, is even though the supply is back up, those plants have not returned. And that is why the packers had leverage.
CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's our Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.